The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt. They were not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose they had ever thought about railways except as a means of getting to the pantomime, the zoo, and Madame Tussauds. They were just ordinary suburban children, and they lived with their father and mother in an ordinary red brick house with coloured glass in the front door. There were three of them. Roberta was the eldest. Of course, mothers never have favourites, but if their mother had had a favourite, it might have been Roberta. Next came Peter, who wished to be an engineer when he grew up, and the youngest was Phyllis, who meant extremely well. Mother did not spend all her time in paying dull calls to dull ladies and sitting dully at home, waiting for dull ladies to pay calls to her. She was almost always there, ready to play with the children and read to them and help them to do their homework. Besides this, she used to write stories for them while they were at school, and read them aloud after tea, and she always made up funny pieces of poetry for their birthdays and for other great occasions, such as the christening of the new kittens, or the refurnishing of the doll's house, or the time when they were getting over the mumps. These three lucky children always had everything they needed. Pretty clothes, good fires, a lovely nursery with heaps of toys, a kind and merry nursemaid, and a dog called James, who was their very own. They also had a father who was just perfect, never cross, never unjust, and always ready for a game. At least, if at any time he was not ready, he always had an excellent reason for it, and explained the reason to the children so interestingly that they felt sure he couldn't help himself. You will think that they ought to have been very happy, and so they were, but they did not know how happy till the pretty life in Edgecombe Villa was over and done with, and they had to live a very different life indeed. The dreadful change came quite suddenly. It happened on Peter's 10th birthday. He was opening his presents with his mother, father, and sisters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?